The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Little group chat we have going on, family group chat, can get a little contentious. And I'm wondering, is it okay that I exit the family group chat? Let's discuss. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. We're the Dana Cortez Show from the T-Mobile studios. My name is Dana Cortez.
You're not leaving me there alone. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
No, so I'm trying to keep the peace between... This is the argument this week. My sister-in-laws, they're fighting over Christmas trees and grammar. Normally, I'm the grammar police, not in the family group chat.
Much passive-aggressive texting going on.
Automatic, your family group chat is wild. It's a wild place.
Oh, so this is Automatic's family group
chat. Yeah, this is like my brother, my sister's, or my brother's sister, and their families.
Ooh. Yes, so it's an
plus
extension.
My
and myself, we're all family.
That's a big thread right there, bro. That's a lot of people.
It's almost about 20 people deep.
What?
And it'll be going real good, and then somebody will shoot something passive aggressive. Wow. And you know what to do. It could be religion. It could be grammar. Ooh. It could be all kinds of things.
My brother shared a picture of my niece. She went skiing with him for the first time the other day. And then my sister had to jump in and was like, don't leave her behind like you guys used to leave me behind.
Or she'll never want to ski.
No.
And I said, Otto, what's this about? He said, let's not bring that up. It's already brought up. Now I want to know.
Yeah, trauma dumping is never a good place for the group chat at all, dude.
So the question is, am I allowed to exit the group chat?
No.
Why?
Because you've got to be there. Because I'm not going to report to you. You've got to know what's going on.
Yeah, this is like what they're talking
about. It's part of your wife duties.
Yeah, this is what they're talking about when they say through thick and thin, right? Like through ups and downs, the highs and lows, is sticking through these awkward group chats.
I have enough real life trauma with my own family. Now I got to be in the group chat too?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Do you guys have family group chat?
No, actually, I have a big divide in my family where half of them are Android users.
Oh,
yeah. Green bubbles. Yeah, dude. And the rest of us, we're elitist.
All right,
we're all iPhone people. So
I figured it out. I'm going to buy an Android today.
There you go.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, it is actually International Volunteer Day. So
Hi.
Get out there and contribute if you can during the holiday season. Some people out there will need it, man.
Yeah, you're not just that. Your time is valuable.
Yes.
Giving back is probably more important than writing a check.
Mm. This next one is for my booze hounds out there. All right. It is National Repeal Day. All right. Believe it or not, at one point, alcohol was banned here in America. But on this day in 1933, Congress lifted that prohibition against alcohol. Therefore, we've been sipping ever since then.
I feel like one day we'll be talking about this when it comes to marijuana. And I smoke nada, but I believe it. All right. What's next?
And today we are celebrating Krampus, or Krampus Night tonight. All right. This is a German tradition. And Krampus, if you didn't know, is half goat, half demon who comes out on December 5th to punish naughty kids.
We don't need evil Santa.
Yeah. You know what? The coal's enough, dog.
Yeah.
The coal's enough.
When you said Krampus and naughty, I immediately thought of DJ Automatic.
I'm not evil Santa.
I like your Krampus, though, Automatic. I like your Krampus. Down in the DM right after this. Good morning. Happy Thursday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I remember when I started seeing celebrities from Jennifer Lopez to Taylor Swift to Nicki Minaj using these words.
Very demure, very mindful.
And I thought, where did that come from? Of course, TikTok, Jules LeBron, who is a fashion and beauty influencer, has scored the word of the year according to dictionary.com. And the word is demure.
Demure.
Now folks are slinging t-shirts and all kinds of stuff with that word on it.
It was not a part of my vocabulary before this.
Did you use it now, though, DJ Automatic?
Don't use it. And I'm gonna contest your word of the year because from my research here, it says brain rot is the word of the year.
Well, that makes sense with your research, DJ Automatic. Definitely makes sense.
Kind of set myself
I actually prefer to bed rot, not
brain rot, bed rot.
Not brain rot. I prefer to bed rot. That's very demure.
All of these TikTok, you just talked about the whole bed rot. That is a thing. People are laying in bed, eating with no shower, no nothing all day long. And this is supposed to be a good thing? I don't get it.
I'm telling you, my splatter platter idea that covers in bed and couch eating is genius. It's coming, Dana.
I don't even want to talk about your splatter platter. Otto loves to eat with his mouth open, so the food mostly falls all over his body. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. The stains on your sweatshirts, I can't even get them off anymore. So anyway,
very demure of me.
It is not demure. It is not my fault. You know, Jules LeBron actually sat down with CBS, and she explained what it means.
Your demure is what it means to you. It's being mindful and considerate of the people around you, but also of yourself and how you present to the world. Nothing has to be so serious. Nothing has to be so aggressive. Everything can just be very cute. We don't do too much. We only do a little bit. I'm not crazy with it. I'm very demure.
That's one of the best, one of the funniest, one of the most amazing viral moments. We've had a few this year. When we sat down with Canelo Alvarez, who is one of the best boxers, Glorilla, who, by the way, speaking of TikTok,
she's on fire right now.
She is on fire right now. We spoke to her.
And she's a sweetheart.
What's one of your favorite viral moments?
The one that just happened right now. You guys repeated, she's on fire.
But I mean, social media really does have an influence on all of us when it comes to sound, when it comes to music, when it comes to sayings. I mean, mindful and demure, this one fashion influencer said that, and the rest of the country follows.
Which is part of the problem with America.
Oh, automatic.
It leads to the brain rotting. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think so. I think that what she did was amazing.
You don't think that what that person said leads to brain rot? That's why brain rot was the word of the year.
No, she was talking about going overboard and doing too much, trying to impress people. She had the same thought process as you do, automatic. You don't have to do too much to make people like you. Be yourself. Be who you are. And don't try to pretend and be anybody else. That's why I think demure made the word of the year for me. You know what? I'm always demure and mindful, okay?
Very demure. Very mindful.
Call us up. Tell me what you think. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We can now once again eat at one of the biggest fast food joints in the world safely. We'll tell you which one it is right now in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. Happy Thursday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
Okay, so the number one notable quote of 2024, according to Yale University, childless cat lady.
Oh.
Which, by the way, producer Chewy took offense to because he's a childless cat man. And number
he wanted to be included?
He wanted to be included. Oh, I can't wait to play this one. The number two quotable, according to Yale University.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
And also, President Biden pardoning his son Hunter after he went on a sick one.
Oh.
So those three are the top notables of 2024.
Wait, those are like all political notables?
I don't know. You know, others made it, but those were the top three that people are talking
about.
My
book, Drake versus Kendrick, was way bigger than all three.
I think so too. DJ Automatic.
For me, I had to start with the Cat Williams interview.
Oh.
That kicked off 2024.
Wow, bro.
The amount of stuff he was right about, though.
Yeah.
Cat Williams. Who knew? He's a prophet. All right. Food news. DJ Automatic.
It's safe to eat at McDonald's again. They have fixed their onion problem.
Oh, yeah. The FDA said E. coli is no longer an issue at McDonald's. Just in time for the holidays.
Notice how I avoided saying E. coli.
Because you can't say it, Automatic. You slip right by that one. It's one of my favorite places to frequent during the holidays because I do get tired of the food after a couple of days of leftovers. Got to pull into the fast food spot right there. Mickey D's one of my faves. Anthony A., National Day.
This is a fun one for my over 21 folks out there. It is National Repeal Day. Believe it or not, one time in this country, alcohol was illegal. And on this day in 1933, Congress decided to lift the prohibition on alcohol, therefore allowing us to drink freely if you're 21 and over.
Okay. Shout out to Al Capone. He had a big, played a big part in that, right?
Yes, dude. One of the original gangsters here in America where he was big on bootlegging and making sure that people got him. And also, speakeasies are now a big thing, right? A
lot of people backwards.
Yeah.
You used to have to sneak into the speakeasy to drink back in the day. Now we're all sharing codes to get into the speakeasy.
Let's go to wrap it up on a big one. International Volunteer Day. Everybody out there, lead with your heart. Do some kind. This holiday season doesn't have to be money. It could just be your time. Don't need that.
That's the biggest thing. Time is more, I think, precious than money. Time is money. Last time we volunteered at a food bank, they asked us to take video and post it to encourage others. And I know sometimes people are like, don't put it up on the gram. Don't throw it on Facebook because it's showing out. No, sometimes you encourage others by showing
them. Or guilt them into it.
Yeah, there you go. Automatic. Do it for the clout. Do it whatever you do. For whatever reason, doing a little volunteering is a good thing. And bring your kids with you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I remember when I lost my Nana, it was just devastating. I was so upset. She raised me. And even though I knew it was coming, because she was in her mid-90s and she'd been sick for a couple of months, it still hurt. The thing I think that consoled me is that she had her mind all the way till the end, and she would just tell me how much she loved me and how I changed her life for the better.
Oh.
And when I saw that Eminem had lost his mother, Debbie, you know, she battled cancer for quite some time. I'm sure in some way he's consoled by the fact that their relationship healed. You know, when he first came out, he was not in a good situation.
He didn't like his mama
his
at that time. No,
no.
There's some crazy songs that he has about her
he
that
did.
We cannot play on the radio.
No, absolutely not. But Debbie Reynolds, you know, passed. And before that, for the last 15 years, he's been taking care of her. She's been a part of his life every day, a part of his children's life. Not only does he have Haley, who just got married, his daughter Haley, he adopted some family members' children as well. Debbie was very much a part of their lives. In fact, he sat down with L Device and talked about why he loves his mom so much.
I mean, at the end of the day, she's my mother, and I love her because she's my mother. And I think I got a better understanding of what she was going through. You know what I mean? Now that when I see myself and how I actually became, you know what I mean? I think there's a little compassion factor that goes with that.
See, that's what happens. I grew up and I had three beautiful daughters, and I realized, oh, wait, being a mom isn't easy. I made some mistakes along the way, and I've forgiven my mom. I used to hold grudges against her for what? Working and being, you know, having to do what she's got to do.
Definitely growing up as I matured more into adulthood and becoming more of a man, I understand the struggles, and I see more so from my father and mother's perspective. So I think just life teaches you that to be more accepting of what, at least they were trying. And that's even a privilege for a lot of us to be able to say that you had parents, and although they weren't the best at times, they were trying. Some people don't even have that.
Anthony, that's good.
Yeah, because like my dad's passed. We didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things, especially after I moved out of the house and didn't want to follow his rules or the way his way of living. But we came back together, and when my dad was passing, I was able to sit with him, and he got to tell me that he was proud of me of the things that I had done, and that was probably the best feeling in the world to know that he actually like, because my dad was not a big. He didn't like the fact that I was a DJ. He didn't like the fact that I went into radio. He wanted me to be a cop. Can you imagine me being a cop?
No, automatic, I can't. It'd be nice, though, because no one would ever get tickets.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't. I would be the worst cop
physically,
ever.
Physically, I can see it, dude. Physically,
yeah, I could look like a cop.
You know, Dana, don't get too aggressive on me now, but you would look good. You look good in a uniform, automatic.
With the cop shades, the aviators?
Yeah, I can see you, brother.
You look kind of good.
Yeah, maybe that's what my dad thought. He was like, I wasn't married to Dana at the time. He's like, do you know how many chicks you're going to get?
You know what your dad thought? Your dad was afraid for you. And that's the thing. My Nana and my mom were afraid for me. They just wanted me to succeed. And sometimes that fear comes off as being pushy. But it's not that. My mom and my Nana knew better, and they didn't want me to suffer. And like you said, Anthony, they did the best they could. You know, they came up during a different time, different circumstances. All I want to do is make sure my children have a better life. That's all most parents want. How they go about it might not be perfect, but in the end, my Nana, my mom, my Theo Frankie, everybody who had a hand in raising me did the best they could, just like Eminem's mom did the best she could, and he finally figured that out when he became a father and an adult. All right, so we've shared some beautiful photos of the three of them at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. Go check them out. Eminem, definitely nerdy, but a cute kid. Once again, go take a look at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. We'll be back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You are not going to believe how much money Wicked made, but before I tell you the number, automatic, I'm asking you right now, will you take me on a date night this Friday to see the movie Wicked?
All we got to do is go to a movie?
That's it.
Easy.
Let's go. Yeah.
I just feel like there's so many better things to do on a Friday than go to a movie, though.
Are you going to take me to the movies on Friday?
I guess we're going to the movie on Friday. Okay.
This is what I have to put up
happy
with,
happy wife, happy life.
Automatic, I think your husbandness is bleeding through, my friend. You haven't dated in a while. And no woman likes weekday dates at all. Nobody likes a date on a Thursday or a Wednesday. That's not fun.
I get up in the morning, Anthony, when there's a number three. Okay, it's three. There's a number three on the clock. Nobody wants to go up the night before. Yeah, but you sleep later.
Yeah. Like the whole, 6 minutes, I think it is.
Listen.
You know what? A waiter's going to hate to see you guys coming in the middle of the
I'm switching gears. $358 million is what Wicked made. And we were out eating yesterday, and a table next to us couldn't stop talking about Wicked. And it was three men and a woman. And on the airplane coming over here, I can't tell you how many rows of people were
singing
talking.
It.
Yeah, and this part right here is what they were singing.
Did they have brains or not? Don't make me laugh. They were
popular.
Right!
That was only like 8 seconds, and I'm highly entertained.
My friend, this dude Ben, who is not a musical guy, went and saw it with his wife and two kids. And
did he take her on a date automatic?
Well, with his wife and two kids.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
And he said that was the best movie he's seen in the past 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait for you to take me on this date. Another movie that did really well was Moana 2, but our daughter went to go see that, Anthony, and she said it sounded like somebody from, well, she said that ChatGPT wrote the Moana songs. No!
But I'm pro ChatGPT and pro Moana, so, you know, shout out to your daughter for being a harsh critic on it.
That's what I told her, because she loved Moana, the first one, so much. I said, was it that bad? She's like, it's not that bad. It just wasn't as good.
Her boyfriend fell asleep.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree there.
I was going to say, they're not even related. She's practically dating her father. Isn't that what they say?
So you said this movie had something to do with Crazy Rich Asians. What's going
Wicked.
On with it?
So it was directed by John M. Chu, who also directed Crazy Rich Asians. And during one of the interviews he did for Wicked, the reporter asked him, are we getting a Crazy Rich Asians 2? And he said, yes, they're working through the fine details. Right. It has been a very long time, but this is still one of the most streamed and watched and beloved movies of all time.
Pretty much all done by my wife, Dana Cortez, here, because she watches it almost on a daily basis. We were watching it not last night, but the night before, and I realized I can quote the movie. For like every line,
but
I know.
But don't you laugh every time you're watching it?
I'm laughing at myself for watching it for the 100th time. That's what I'm laughing at.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I remember the first time I met Beyonce, I wondered, is she going to be nice or not? Because I was such a fan of hers since she's been in Destiny's Child.
Yes.
And she is just as nice, and she is just as beautiful as you could imagine. And everything about someone like that, thank goodness, I was not disappointed. Because sometimes you meet some people
and you're man, I wish I didn't meet that person.
Really? Yeah. I was so glad that I met Beyonce. And I was expecting our baby, automatic, do you remember? And she rubbed my belly and said, oh, this child is destined for greatness.
Oh, see, when Beyonce calls a woman pregnant, it's okay.
Well, I was pregnant.
Oh, but yeah, but if I tell a woman she looks pregnant, it's...
Well,
hey,
Anthony, you did that when she wasn't pregnant.
Oh.
That's a whole different thing. Dana let everybody know that she was pregnant.
Yeah, I had the baby like 2 weeks later.
Here's a real flex, though. Beyonce put us in the first row when she performed at the rodeo because Dana was pregnant. And I was like, man, I need to have more babies so I can get more front row tickets.
I was like, let me get her pregnant again. Well, I want to congratulate Miss Beyonce because she is Billboard's greatest pop star of the 21st century.
Number
one, baby.
Rightfully so.
They're giving her this award that we already knew, though. Beyonce has been destined for greatness since she was a little girl. You know, she actually met Selena Quintanilla Perez?
I did not.
She met Selena at the mall.
Really?
At the Galleria, yes. She saw her, and Miss Tina Knowles, her mother, said, what's wrong with you? She said, Mom, that's Selena. And she said hi to her.
Anything for Selena.
So Beyonce's number one. Gaga's number five. Drake, number four. Number three, Rihanna. Number two, Taylor Swift. Man, I can't believe Drake's the only man in the top five.
This is a solid top five. If I was going to go with the top five, this is it right here.
Because technically the 21st century is like, what, the turn of the 2000s?
Yeah.
Going forward. Because, what other guy on a pop level has done what Drake has done? Maybe you could say Bruno Mars or The Weeknd, but there's really no other guy who's even done it. I think, honestly, I don't even know there's a guy who belongs in this conversation, because the fact that Katy Perry's not on there, I would almost put her over Drake when it comes to top pop.
I do love Katy Perry, but after her first and second album, that's really
drop off.
And I love her. She does all her side gigs and all that good stuff. Love her. The new face, I believe, of some perfume.
And
I don't know, but
I also feel like it's with Taylor and Beyonce, it's like 1A and 1B, because when Taylor Swift comes to like a city, like it shifts the economy of the whole city.
Anthony, it
does. Okay, hold on. I knew there was somebody who was going to say 1A, 1B. Okay. Beyonce has been dominating since before 2000. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason she got number one.
And they wrote
this is
about
a 25 plus year run.
That's small automatic. You need to calm down.
I love T Swizzle, but I'm telling you right now, Beyonce is clearly number one.
But automatic, you're raising your voice over Beyonce. We haven't spoken to her in years. No call.
Hasn't ever put me in the front row of a concert, okay?
Congratulations to Beyonce. Well deserved. Billboard actually did acknowledge automatic. That's the reason she made number one. She's been able to reinvent herself since the early 2000s as a solo artist, and to this day remain probably even more relevant musically than when she started out. So congratulations, yes. Beyonce.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So way earlier this morning, I admitted that I wanted to exit the family group chat because there's some passive aggressiveness going on right now between my sister-in-laws involving Christmas trees and grammar.
Oh.
And I think in the group chat, I'm always a grammar police. Not there. It's too close for comfort. There's only 20 people involved in this group chat.
You're off duty on this one, huh?
I'll grammar police you all day on Instagram and Facebook, not to your face.
What could people be arguing over about Christmas trees?
That it was too soon to put it up.
Well, that is true. Whoever said that, I'm kind of on your side for that one.
This was just like last week. Anthony, it's time to put the tree up.
It was before Thanksgiving, which we've established.
I don't want to get into that.
Yeah, we don't want to do this. Okay.
I don't want to get into that.
We don't want to bring the group chat to real life right now, do we?
No.
I'm not going to exit the family group chat because I feel like if I do, when I write Santa Claus a letter, I will be considered naughty and not nice.
Which
and
I'm automatic. Like. I'm not gonna lie.
You know I want my presents. I heard that automatic. I heard that under your breath. So we need to mail our letters to 123 Elf Road, North Pole, 88888. Get the kids down. You got to write a handwritten letter or Santa won't accept
it. If you wanted to get there by Christmas time to the North Pole, you want to send it out usually by December 11th.
Santa's returning letters now?
Well, no, but if you wanted to get there in time to make sure he has your list in hand, automatic.
The USPS is delivering these, not Santa.
You can trust me. I'm a Christmas baby, so I'm basically a Christmas time expert, all right? So that's how that goes.
No, I feel like I'm more of an expert because I saw Santa Claus. I was trying to tell that story. I was 6 years old, and I remember laying in bed and I heard jingle bells. They woke me up. And I opened the window to the bedroom door and I looked up because the window seemed very high to me. I was six at the time. And amongst the stars was a sleigh and it was being led by Rudolph.
Oh.
And it went by the moon. It was just like a movie.
Or a dream.
I was not dreaming. Automatic, I ran to the kitchen, and I was so distraught because my Nana and my mom were eating Santa's cookies and drinking his milk.
Oh, no.
And I said to them, hey, the big guy's almost here. Why are you eating the cookies? And their faces were just, their eyes looked like Frosty's eyes, like big black coals. They just open into these round circles.
Damn.
And they said, Dana, go back to bed. We're just tasting the cookies and milk, making sure they're good. I went back to bed. I woke up. And I had some presents.
Well, there it is. Now I know what job I want. I want to be an official cookie tester for Santa Claus. I want to get that.
That's what they were doing.
I feel like since you were born on Christmas Day, you're qualified.
That should be your job.
Yeah. I was going to nominate you for the next coming of Poncho Claus, but I think you should be Santa's assistant.
Yes, dude. I can't wait to break down different type of milks, almond milk, oat milk. What you like, Nick? I don't know.
Well, it's a new time.
Yes, it's a new time.
All kinds of different milk.
I hear some families leave out shots of tequila, too.
That's the house we're trying to pull up on.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.